Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the breakfast session of Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Welcome to the marvelous Monday with Indonesia today on May 19, 2025. With me, Rahma, on the mic, presenting you various interesting information, updates, programs, music. Everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. So stay tuned on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment Abdul Muhaimin Iskandar announced he will deliver a letter of support and peace from President Prabowo Subianto to Pope Leo XIV during his official visit to the Vatican. As cited in his official statement released in Jakarta on Sunday, Minister Iskandar spoke highly of Pope Leo XIV, noting that the Indonesian nation could draw inspiration from the Catholic leader's commitment to aiding the poor. He also emphasized the need for Indonesia and the Vatican to intensify bilateral dialogue to foster meaningful cooperation in addressing humanitarian issues. Head of the Indonesian Halal Product Assurance Agency, Ahmad Haikal Hasan, during an Islamic cultural meeting in Kazan, Russia, emphasized the importance of establishing a globally recognized standard for halal products. In a statement from his office cited in Jakarta on Sunday, he remarked at the Russia Islamic World Kazan Forum 2025 in Kazan, Russia, calling on member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to harmonize their visions and steps towards creating an international halal standard. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Hari baru telah tiba. Apa yang ku rasakan, ku ingin engkau tahu dan berbagi bersama. Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebarkan semangat langkah ke depan. Jadi pribadi baru. Buka kita buka jalan yang baru, tebarkan senyum wajah gembira.
Malah hanya tuk sejenak, dengarkan kata dari segala yang ku ucap. Ku jelang pagi ini nikmati damai di hati, dalam waktu penuh arti karena aku dicintai. Ku ingat kemarin suasana tak bersemangat, namun kini ku jalani dan semua rasanya tepat. Bersama kita coba wujudkan harapan, membuka jalan dalam gapai tiap tujuan.
Matahari bersinar selalu, ini yang ku minta penuh sama. Bersamamu teman semua, karena ini saatnya kita nyanyi bersama.
Buka kita buka
denganmu, esok mentari kan datang, bawa sejuta harapan. Kita jumpa di sana, berbagi bersama, dan kita tahu pelangi yang satukan.
Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebarkan semangat maka ke depan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Everybody knew you. again. See the sweet your love again. And I tell you once again, oh baby.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. So special, can we deny? Two souls entwined, I'll pass my power for a little. What would I found you with a smile? I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you. All I want is you. There is no capture needed.
today's music corner with his hit single Vitamin U. Hopefully you have found your Vitamin U, the one who can always lift up your spirit every single day. But make sure you do not always depend on someone else to lift your spirit. You also have to depend on yourself as well, besides your loved ones, to make yourself happy, joy, feeling blessed, and another positivity. And Voice of Indonesia is right here every single day to spread positivity to your life, to your day, including today, May 19, 2025, in which we're going to present interesting information, updates from Indonesia, including this one, a very useful information, especially if you are now in Indonesia, which is today's weather forecast. Listener, another Monday, another spirit to live the day, but make sure you anticipate the weather today on May 19. That's why we have weather forecast taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG. We start from some cities on Sumatra Island, like Banda Aceh, that will be mostly cloudy all day long. Medan will be cloudy as well, but we'll expect a rainy day in the afternoon and in the evening. Let's go to Jambi. That will be rainy in the afternoon and cloudy, the thick one, in the evening. Let's go to Sulawesi Island with the cities of Gorontalo. That will be covered by cloud, but will have a potential rain in the afternoon. The other cities in Sulawesi is Makassar, that will expect a rainy day in the afternoon. Manado will be rainy as well, but more heavy with some lightning. Let's go to Kalimantan Island with the cities of, let's see, what do we have here? We have Palangkaraya, that will expect a rainy day. Samarinda will be rainy as well, but in the morning it will be covered by thick cloud. Getting closer to Java Island with the cities of Yogyakarta. Then we also have Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya, that will be all rainy and cloudy in one day. Denpasar now, that will be rainy from the morning to late at night, but it will be cloudy in the evening. Moving on to the eastern part of Indonesia, we have mostly rainy day, like in Ternate, Ambon, Manokwari, Sorong. Even it's expected to have some lightning in the evening. Nabire, Merauke, Jayawijaya and Jayapura will be mostly cloudy and rainy. What about the capital city of Indonesia, Jakarta? Precisely in central Jakarta, it will be cloudy in the morning to the afternoon and predicted to have a rainy day in the evening. So make sure you bring along your umbrella, raincoat, any other equipment, accessories to protect you from the rain and make you stay healthy, and keep applying sunscreen as well for your skin's health. Well, listener, no matter how the world, I should say, no matter how the weather forecast is today, let's make sure we always keep enjoying our day. Or in Indonesian, we call it menikmati hariku, or enjoy my day. Just like this one, a song by Sherina Munaf, Menikmati Hariku.
Menikmati hariku. nyengat, aku tetap gembira. Daun-daun bergerak riang seolah merasa senang, semua ikut berdendang sambut hari yang datang.
Halo.
Selamat pagi, selamat bekerja, bersiaplah nikmati hari, jangan lengah saat melangkah, jadilah.
Together, we can share forever.
everything in the world, 'cause I got you in my heart. In this cruel little world, let's hold hands together. We can share forever. Maybe someday the sky will be colored with our love.
In the beginning of 2025, a research team of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind cavefish called Barbodes clapanunggalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So what we can do about it? Here is the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from Kelapa Nunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, it's finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
Listener, you can listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangalore Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the sate. For one serving of sate klatak complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Here is keyword of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. R.A. Kartini, or Raden Ajeng Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated, with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Lebih baik kita terus maju, gapai mimpi yang baru. Punya pacar harus lebih baik, punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup, yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati, harus hati-hati kalau masalah. Masalah hati, jangan sampai mengulang cerita, salah pilih kekasih. Punya pacar harus lebih baik, punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup, yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati
Kita harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia, kamu harus bahagia, kamu harus bahagia, kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter."
Hello,
Guangmen, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have entered the 8th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kemplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kemplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangbongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Guangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan kita di sini kalau sembahyang kubur cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are Krupuk Kemplang and Getas. Ah Kyong, one of Getas and Krupuk Kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, sagu, telur.
The first process of making this kemplang is putting together squid, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making krupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Cerita lama kita yang telah berlalu. lebih berwarna.
Thank you for still joining us, Voice of Indonesia, through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song called Isen Mulang. Isen Mulang is a motto of the Dayak tribe of Central Kalimantan, Indonesia, which means never back down. The meaning of Isen Mulang is always being oriented towards achievement or good result. The song was composed by Abe Sandan. The lyrics tell about the Dayak tribe who are brave and never give up. The song also invites people of all ages to move forward together. Isen Mulang becomes the motto of the city of Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Well, listener, here is the song Isen Mulang by Yuldi F, Siska Friskila, and Lisa Bahan. Enjoy the song.
Datang yo, datang sewu sarita.